This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Matt, it is WASDE release day for the month of May. What are we seeing in the grain so far?
It's kind of quiet on the overnight as far as corn and beans are concerned. Corn was up just a little bit. Beans, essentially unchanged, very quiet on the overnight markets. Of course, a big report out. The one bright spot, I guess, for these commodities this morning, as we look at the screen, is that the wheat market's been pretty strong. And so, if this wheat market can continue with some of this strength in the lack of bullish news, we still might be able to see corn and beans stay supported at least, maybe even move a little higher. But we'll know a whole lot more after 11 o'clock today.
And what is driving the wheat price to the upside here recently? Is this the weather concerns in the wheat growing regions of Russia again? Is this our growing regions in the United States that are having weather issues? What do you think is driving this?
I do think Russia's got more to do with it than I would say our growing regions, of course. I mean, it's typically your number one world exporter, and so it's very closely watched. They're talking about winter wheat actually getting killed off by a freeze event, frost freeze event. And there was reports yesterday that they were considering trying to make people feel better by saying they were going to reseed. But now you're talking about spring wheat. It's a different discussion. So I'm not so sure exactly what's going on over there. But I think that the trade is watching closely because certainly if it's widespread enough of an issue, there's no doubt that this will affect global grain flows as far as wheat's concerned. So, the wheat overall over the last several years has continued to whittle down from, a global stock use of over 50%, which is something we ran for many, many years. Now you're looking in the 30s, it's a different ballgame than what it used to be. And so you've got to understand that, the way that it's already been whittled down, you could potentially have a little bit of a story here. So it'll be interesting to kind of see how this plays out.
And then, Matt, the $64,000 question, what's going to happen with those production numbers in South America in today's WASDE report? Any clarity there at all about what we might see today?
Oh, man, I wish I knew. It's been very interesting to see. Last year, the USDA was way too high on Argentine soybean production, way too high the entire marketing year up until the very end. Whenever they had to kind of come to task, if you will, and they came down to this 25 level, which was essentially half a crop. Everyone down there had been saying, look, this crop is in major dire straits. The USDA said, we don't think so. I don't want the USDA's job by any means, but it seems like slow playing production losses in other part of the world, sometimes they maybe take it to a bit of an extreme. So I don't know. I've got to think they're going to come down on both corn and bean production. They're 10 million too high, according to most people, as far as Brazil's corn crop goes, and you could say that they're 5, 6, 7, 8 too high on soybeans. So, I don't know. I think that they come down 2 or 3 on each one of them this month, but I've thought that the last 2 or 3 months, too.
Let's go over to the other side of the ag marketplace in the livestock complex. What are we seeing with the cattle and hogs?
It's something I've talked about the last week or so. Cattle seems like more of a consolidation type situation, and that's essentially kind of what we've seen. We've seen, this week we've actually had, looks like we continue to kind of scale back. I mean, haven't had near the upward move that we'd had over the previous couple of weeks. This last 6-8 trading sessions, cattle market just it's kind of hanging out. Anytime we rally a little bit, it seems like we kind of back off. And so, I think the fundamentals are still strong. Everyone knows that. I think the buyers are hesitant to jump in and kind of push back into the 180, so to speak, on some of these front months. Now, you look over at the hogs, and again, you've got basically a couple of months here trading in the triple digits. But then you go over and look at the chart, and I don't want to call it a double top, because we didn't go up there and match prices that we'd seen previously over 110, but we definitely have on the chart what looks like a pretty bearish formation for right now. I don't know that I want to be a buyer when we've still got a couple months here in the triple digits. So, I'm a little bit hesitant. I'd say I'm more hesitant to buy hogs than I am cattle. But at the same time, It remains to be seen. Obviously, if this corn market would take off, you know, for whatever reason, especially some of these planting delays, you know, I don't know. It'd probably be tough for these livestock markets to rally. So the last thing I'll say, Mark, is that right here in central Illinois, you know, most people are sitting. We've been sitting for 2 to 3 weeks. Very little's gotten done this week. Now, Iowa's probably in better shape than what we are. We know that based on the crop progress report, but our forecast is to get rain next week. So it's starting to get serious around here.
Yes, Matt, you talked about those heavy rainfall totals in Illinois a few weeks ago, and we have caught up to you a little bit more, but it has been certainly welcome here in the state of Iowa because it has been so dry. But the drought monitor is already looking better for the state, so we're happy about that. Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net, our guest here today. Matt, what's the best way for our listeners to get in touch for more marketing information?
Yep, it's just agmarket.net. It's the best place to get a hold of us, to find the information that we provide for growers and the technology and whatnot. So we definitely would want to direct people towards agmarket.net.
Lots of great resources from the team. Matt, thanks so much for the time and have a great weekend.
Absolutely, you as well.
That was Matt Bennett with agmarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next. July corn up 3.25 at 4.59¾. July soybeans up 2.5 at 12.11 even. July soybean meal up $1.80 at $3.74.70. July soybean oil up 33 cents at $42.97. Chicago wheat up 14.5 at $6.52 even. Minneapolis wheat up 13 even at $7.16¾. Kansas City hard red wheat up 15¼ at $6.67 even. July oats up 8¾ at $4.10½. On the Merck, June live cattle up 42 cents at $176.37. May feeder cattle up 30 cents at $238.95. June lean hogs up 95 cents at $98.67. June pork cutout down 10 cents at $104.90. Class 3 milk up 6 cents at $18.70. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.